At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount and what is known as the Beatitudes, Jesus spells out our need as human beings, our need as Christians. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." These particular Beatitudes show us that one of our universal characteristics is that of need. We are people for whom the pain of life has brought us to depend on God's grace and mercy almost as naturally as breathing air. Remember the very first words of Jesus in Luke's gospel. He stands up in the synagogue in Nazareth and proclaims that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Clearly, we are a community of pain. We are a community of need. We are a community of the poor in spirit. But there's a second quality that the Bible also ascribes to us. It says that we possess hope. For if first we are members of a community of pain, second, we are members of a community of hope. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be satisfied. Our need is always met by hope, that hope which we share in knowing Jesus Christ. Pain unlocks God's heart to give us hope. And we know this from early on in the biblical narrative. In Exodus, God says to Moses, "I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their sufferings. And I have come down to deliver them." Their need I have seen. Their need I have heard. Their need I know. And on account of their need, I have come down. So today I ask you, has God given you the grace to recognize your need, your weakness, your poverty of spirit, your hunger and thirst? And if he has, then do you recognize the hope held out to you at this moment by him? If so, then you are truly one of his flock, a sheep of the great shepherd. And that great shepherd has promised you and me as follows. In the world, you will have tribulation, the need, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And in that promise lies the greatest hope of them all.